This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Good morning, everybody, and thanks for braving it through the snow this morning. There won't be any slides, so I'm just talking without slides. Just come across from City Hall, where we've been talking about apprenticeships and you know, what it is that employers are looking for from apprenticeships. Well, it's sort of meaningless to have that conversation unless we get the employability skills bit right first. So great to be speaking here today. At BT, we're more than aware of the Leach Review of Skills that said basically that the majority of the 2020 workforce had already left compulsory education. As a result of that, we make significant investment in workforce development for our people. We run an award-winning apprenticeship scheme. We deliver skills and development and accreditation to more than 10,000 people through apprenticeship frameworks last year. It's one of the largest apprenticeship schemes in the country. And we have annual learning plans that deliver training and development through a range of channels to every single person that works at BT. And we look to promote lifelong learning not only to people who work at BT, but also to their family and friends. So we make our e-learning catalogue available to 5 family and friends of every single person who works at BT. So that's 500,000 people extra that we can touch. But despite that, there are a large number of people who will work for BT in the future who are currently in compulsory education. And we therefore have a vested interest in making sure that the education system is as good as possible. We are and we will continue to be significant beneficiaries of the system. And we recruit people from schools and colleges after their GCSEs and A-levels. And we also recruit people from university following their degrees. In the main, we're very fortunate that people want to work for BT. And you may have seen in the press in the last year, we've had 24,000 applications for our apprenticeship programme. And this year we'll take on around 500 people onto our apprenticeship scheme. Now, BT, along with other companies in the sector, are very, very clear about what we're looking for from young people joining our business. We want people with an interest in technology, or at least the exploitation of technology. We're looking for good interpersonal skills, and we're looking for the skills that are used in the workplace day to day. Time management, project management, etc. And we look for evidence of these when we look at people's CVs. We also look for strong numeracy and literacy. And these are the things that we would expect people to have if they come to us with a minimum of GCSEs in English and maths. Now, quite disappointingly, what we're looking for is people's ability to deploy these skills in the workplace. And this is what causes so many young people problems when they join BT. Certainly a number of people who join us and they undertake key skills testing as part of their apprenticeship frameworks, despite coming with proxy qualifications of GCSEs and GCSEs in English and maths, fail the key skills requirements, and we have to go through and put in retrograde action there. Equally, why would expect somebody who'd left the education system recently, where technology is an enabler in so many subjects, to have a keen understanding of IT? In the main, we find they're simply users of IT, and they have very little understanding of the transformational effect that IT will have on their lives and the jobs they're doing. Also, given the speed of change in the IT sector, we require young people that have the ability to rapidly assimilate knowledge. The knowledge they gain in their first few months and weeks and years at BT won't be the same knowledge they're going to need in 5 years' time. The system is changing, or the sector is changing so quickly. We can give them a number of the tools to gain this knowledge when they join us through formal training, through e-learning, through social networks and the like. But the onus is on each person at BT to keep their skills up to date, to be as productive as possible. And it's actually clear to us through our experience with our apprentices and with our graduates that they are eager to learn and they actually know how to learn and to find information. So the education system is obviously to be congratulated for that. We do have a number of concerns around the wider area of employability skills. First, while significant focus has been given to STEM over the last decade, those of us in the technology sector do feel like the poor cousins to science, engineering, and maths. Now, while I appreciate that these subjects form the foundations on which a number of careers will be built, technology will be pervasive. And at the current time, as I've said, we're producing a generation of IT users. They're using technology in all areas of their lives, but they're not being engaged in developing skills that will allow them to be producers of technology in the future. The GCSE and A-level in IT offer little more than IT user skills and a general overview of the impact of technology. They're not preparing young people to progress into hard technology courses at university or into employment, where people will develop the skills that will keep the UK at the leading edge of IT development and exploitation. Indeed, when we look for young people to join our research and development centres, we consistently look overseas to overseas education systems, where the school and university provision produces young people with a strong grounding in the processes and good practices that are required in R&D, skills that are certainly lacking in people leaving the school and university system in the UK. From our perspective, we've invested significant amounts of money over the last few years in the UK fibre network, and we're now poised on the edge of an explosion of fibre-based applications, be that TV over the internet or whatever it may be. We therefore desperately need generators of technology and not just consumers. Secondly, while young people are obviously to be congratulated for achieving ever higher levels of qualification, the number of young people now approaching us with the very highest grades means it's becoming extremely difficult to differentiate between good, very good, and excellent. And the proliferation of types of qualifications and awards is also diluting our understanding and employers' knowledge generally of the capabilities that young people have when presenting with their academic qualifications. Finally, we're concerned by the focus on academic as opposed to vocational routes. The lack of parity of esteem between, say, the new diplomas and GCSEs and A-levels, between apprenticeships and higher apprenticeships and degrees, means that many young people feel the academic route is the one that is most likely to lead them into a successful career. They're not being adequately informed about the choices, and we as employers must hold our hands up and say that part of the responsibility lies with us. As I say, it's not acceptable for employers to snipe from the sidelines. While there may be many issues with the young people who approach us, I'm yet to come across a school or college that doesn't want to engage with a business on the wider employability skills agenda. There's a requirement for an organisation, in our opinion, to harness the passion on both sides, that passion of employers and the passion of education, into overcoming a number of the issues that continue to challenge us. We personally believe that this is a role for our Sector Skills Council, which you'll be pleased to hear, and we work very closely with eSkills UK, the Sector Skills Council for IT and Telecommunications. And in the last 5 years, by working with eSkills UK, they've given us the opportunity to support the development and the delivery of the new diploma in IT. They've given us the opportunity to work with 150,000 girls in 3,200 schools to promote real-life IT skills to a generation of young women. They've given us the opportunity to support programmes to develop a clear proposition about the skills and the jobs that are required in the IT sector. And they've also given us the opportunity to be right at the heart of development of apprenticeship frameworks and other qualifications, therefore meaning that the skills that young people are developing are in line with the sector's needs. The list goes on of the things we've done with eSkills UK and other such organisations. But the key factor is that we are working with an organisation that not only brings education establishments to the table, but also engages employers, not on the basis of what is good for their own company, but what is good for the sector and UK PLC as a whole. I've raised a number of issues in the last few minutes, but I think they can all be overcome. But it does rely on collaboration on both sides, and it relies on engagement from employers to spend both time articulating their needs, but more importantly, actively supporting schools in the work they do. It also relies on a consistent, long-term and national coordination of activity. Without this, schools will continue to sometimes disappoint employers, and employers will continue to miss the opportunity to engage with and then transform the lives of a generation of young people.